Welcome to the Context Machine, episode 581. I'm your co-host, Brian Chaffin.
And I'm your other co-host, Brian Chaffin. No, wait, Jeff Gamet. You can find us on contextmachine.io.
We look just alike. I can see how you would mix us up. You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can hit us up on Twitter at contextmachine.
Also, today's episode is sponsored by LinkedIn Jobs.
And I'll tell you more about them later in the show. Today, we have,
It's a therapy session for me.
Therapy session. I was gonna maybe call it like a fix-it session, but it's not. It's Jeff therapy.
Well, it's Jeff therapy, but the nice side effect of when we have to do Jeff therapy is that it always ends up being a fix-it thing that hopefully helps other people.
That is true, and I would like to say that all of the other episodes are usually Brian therapy sessions.
Right, so this is a very special episode of Context Machine.
Exactly, and I'm a little bit resentful.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's all about you, and yet here we are talking about me, and I can't believe I'm being so selfish.
So rude, Jeff. All right. So here's the thing. Here's where we'll start. I know that you had some adventures with your Apple ID. And my thought was that if you were to tell us, A, what your problem was, B, what you tried to do yourself, C, how you eventually ended up getting it solved or solving it or whatever, that it might help other folks.
Yeah, see? So Jeff therapy turns into fix it for other people.
Yes, everybody is so lucky. Hakuna
Matata.
Except me.
So at some point, you'll have one of the problems we end up talking about today.
Oh, that's true.
And then when you do, I think Jeff said something about that.
Yeah, it'll finally come back to me where it belongs.
It'll come back to you. But instead of going back and listening to the episode, you'll just call me and say, so what was that thing?
Yeah, what was that thing you said? I know we did I wasn't really paying attention though. So if you could just tell me now, thanks. It's like you know me.
Well, a little.
Okay, so for real. For real, yo, as the kids say. I'm told that's what the kids say. Is that what the kids say? Yeah, I'm told that's what the kids say.
You know what they also say?
What?
They say it's your milkshake that brings them all to the yard.
I have heard that. I've heard that. So
I always thought it was your two turntables and a microphone, but no, you make a wicked milkshake.
Yeah, and that is what the kids talk about. The two turntables, the microphone, the milkshake, the yard.
Yeah.
Have you watched this new show, Buffy? That's a deep cut for long-term listeners. All right, let's do this. Tell us about your Apple ID adventures.
Okay. So the setup is they broke. The deeper dive into the setup is that, like a lot of people, I have multiple Apple IDs. And since my first Apple ID started back when that was like a very brand new thing. What was that? iTools at the time?
It was iTools was the
whatever the very first one was.
Yeah, that was iTools.
Yeah. Okay. So at some point as Apple progressed through their whole online service thing, it became like .Mac or at some point things kind of broke, and the Apple IDs that all of us made in the beginning, all of us OG Apple ID people, ended up having to make a second Apple ID because there were compatibility issues, which is stupid, but there you go. So what that meant for me was that I had one Apple ID, the original one that I used for all of my purchasing. So iTunes stuff, apps, movies, all of that. On the original Apple ID. And then the new .Mac Apple ID, that was the one that I use for all of the new stuff. So that so all the services, like you're like iCloud services, syncing, backup stuff, Find My, all of that runs on this second Apple ID. Okay. So there we go. And it's worked reasonably well, although stupid, but it has worked for a long time.
That's a lot of juggling that you've had to do over the years. And I mean, there was a little bit of Stockholm syndrome going on to be able to sit there and just say it, you know, it worked.
Brian, this whole episode today is basically Stockholm syndrome.
Okay. And don't get me wrong. I've got my own heaping helping of Stockholm syndrome when it comes to Apple on a lot of different fronts. So this is not the pot calling.
So
the
you're not black. Judging.
No, this is the pot admiring how both of our blacks are excellent.
Yes, indeed.
What pretty black you have, Kettle.
Why, thank you. Yes, your cast iron is like no other.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's what happened. I went to make a purchase, and it didn't work. And so I got the thing. You know, occasionally you have to re-enter your Apple ID password. So no problem. And it's showing the wrong Apple ID at this point in the music app or wherever it was, probably the App Store.
Wait a minute, hold on. It's showing, and, so like if you check your account when you say you have the music app open, it shows you the wrong Apple ID.
It's yes.
So why
and
you
I
just logged out?
I and hadn't then switched back it. In? One would think. Except I wasn't actually logged in because it needed the password. Oh. So no problem. Now you just go into your iCloud account settings in system preferences. And from there, you actually should have a pop-up menu if you have multiple Apple IDs.
Sure.
And so you can choose the one that's associated with music and purchases and the one that's associated with other iCloud services. The pop-up menu had the same email address. So it was one address listed twice, which shouldn't be a thing, because if you're only using one Apple ID, you don't get a pop-up menu. Hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? So I start going through all the usual troubleshooting steps and
which you were excellent, by the way, right?
Well, thank you.
So, I mean, my point here is that you're not, you know, you're not a noob at solving problems. You're both very knowledgeable and very accomplished at figuring out what the problems are and then applying your knowledge or finding the knowledge to solve the problem. And I mean, and my bigger point there is that for you to be having problems with this is really saying a lot.
Well, and it was a surprising problem because it's certainly not anything I'd ever expected.
Right.
And yeah, so I did all the troubleshooting that you would expect, logging out of that Apple ID and, you know, trying to get logged back in, and I can't do it. It won't let me. And after me spending too much time trying to solve this, I'm sitting here, it's just me and my office manager, the cat, and I turn to her and I say, this is bad. I have to call Apple support. Mm. And what I mean by this is bad isn't, oh crap, I have to call Apple support and it's going to be a bad experience. It's that this situation is so bad that there's no longer anything I can do, and I need a senior engineer from Apple to start helping me. So I call Apple support and I was very upfront with them and explained to them everything I had already done and told them that, and let me preface this with, in a very polite way, I told them that we can save a lot of time by just going ahead and getting a senior engineer on the line, because there's nothing either of us are going to be able to do with any of the steps and procedures that you have to solve this problem.
What'd they say?
And she was like, I understand, but let's try a couple things just in case.
Yeah, she had to cross her T's and dot her I's so that she didn't get yelled at in case that, you know, the person that she ended up sending you to was like, why the heck didn't you solve this?
Exactly. And I wasn't going to be a jerk about that, because I understood that's exactly what was happening. So we did the things. Oh, by the way, at one point, did a clean install of macOS.
Wow. And
still didn't fix the problem.
A nuke and pave? You did a nuke and pave and it didn't solve? Oh, a reinstall. Okay. So you reinstalled macOS on top of your user data.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I was not thrilled with the potential of having to nuke and pave.
You were backed up.
And yes, but here's the problem. What if the issue was something that was backed up?
Right.
And then I do all this and restore everything, and I still have the problem, because whatever plist file or hidden file that was causing the problem was still a thing.
Well, okay, but at the same time, if you reinstall macOS on top of your data and you still have this problem, that actually almost ensures that that's exactly what it is. That it's
right, that and then at that point, restoring from backup isn't going to help me, because I'm going to restore the problem.
Right. So I would call this a valuable step to go through. It's almost like a process of elimination step.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what all of this was. It was process of elimination. So anyhow, we end up getting a senior engineer involved, and it took a little bit of back and forth to sort this out, and then and the original tech was on the line with me too, and she ends up saying, okay, I have a command line thing I need you to do. I'm like, okay, great. I've got terminal open. Let's go. And she starts to read a couple things and stops and says, I better just email this to you. Hmm. So I get the email. And
this is from your original agent.
Yeah, because it's me, the original agent, and the engineer working through all this. So she sends me this thing. I am not kidding you. This one string for the command line is basically a paragraph long.
Interesting.
So I do a copy and paste and pop that into terminal and let it do its thing.
Was it that long because there were that many parameters, or was it that long because you were actually replacing a long string with a long string?
There were that many parameters.
Interesting.
And it actually, there are folders hidden inside the system that are so old, I guess, that are part of the whole iCloud thing, that I was actually touching stuff that still said like iTools in it.
Interesting. Okay.
So in the end, the problem is fixed and I'm able to log in again. But what ended up happening was I had to use this ridiculously crazy long command line string that went in and nuked stuff that there's no other way to nuke.
Sure.
Like really esoteric parts of the framework for your Apple ID accounts. And so once this was done, I had to log into both of my Apple IDs, which I expected after reading this command line, and everything was fine. Like not even a need for reboot, as I recall. But the point is that if anyone else ever ends up in a situation where you're using multiple Apple IDs and you cannot make one of them happen because for whatever reason it just stops, I've got the command line fix for you now.
Great. Everybody send your tech support request to Jeff. Also, you're welcome, Jeff. And secondly, though, I'm really interested in the fact that it was your original agent and not the engineer who turned you onto this. First of all, she sounds like she might be headed for a senior engineer herself.
No, it was the senior engineer that crafted this. Oh. She was still with me. And since she was my direct contact for like email and stuff.
Yeah.
She was the one that had to email that to me.
Sure. Okay. That makes sense. I did not understand that originally.
Yeah. Well, now it's even clearer.
Now it is even clearer. All right. So but
she was awesome. 3 hours of time. And at no point did she ever act frustrated or annoyed. And I even asked her at one point, is this going to cause a problem for your stats? Because you're spending so long on this call. Because when you're in a call center, support center, man, it's about fast turnaround. You get a fix for someone and you move on to the next as fast as you can. And here we are, 3 hours. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Sometimes it takes longer to work through a problem, and we've got the resources to do it. So let's do it.
She sounds fantastic. All right. So here's what I would like you to do right now. Mm-hmm. I want you to recap.
I'm just going to wait. I'm not even going to try and help you with this one.
Great. No one will know I did that. So recap your exact problem, the steps that you tried to take, and then the eventual solution.
Okay. Using two Apple IDs, one for iCloud and one for App Store and music purchases. The purchase Apple ID became disconnected. And I was not able to reconnect that ID to my account that I use for purchasing. Troubleshooting steps like attempting to log out and log back in to the Apple IDs failed. Finding related plist files and deleting those did not help. Reinstalling the operating system did not help. Ultimately, it was a very long command line string that fixed the problem by nuking esoteric files that are related to Apple IDs.
All right. Thanks for going through that for us.
Sure thing. If I just said that right in the beginning, we could have been on to the next topic.
No. I wanted to hear the whole process. I found personally very interesting. Readers or listeners, what are they doing right now? They're listening. They're using ear holes. Or eye holes.
They're using ear holes. For ear this. Holes.
Okay, got it. Sorry, my mistake. Listeners,
sound sockets. Yeah.
Let me know if I'm wrong to have been interested in that, but because it was kind of convoluted, I thought it would be good to recap that for anyone who was like kind of wanting to make sure that they understood everything.
Yeah, and if anyone needs that. That command line string, let me know because I saved it. That's one that I'm going to hold on to forever.
No doubt. All right. This seems like a great time to tell you about LinkedIn Jobs, doesn't it?
It does.
Almost like it's perfect. So here's the deal. Spring's in the air, right? Renewal, growth, personal and professional renewal and growth. It's that time. And it is that time from the standpoint of the economy and, you know, the crypto markets, the stock market, the economy's booming, but you've got it is the kind of time when you want to make sure that you are doing the right kind of hiring. Because if you need to hire, there's like nothing more important than getting the right person into it. As your small business grows, LinkedIn Jobs is there to make it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. That's a lot of people. Then you can add your job. It's a lot of people, right? You can add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. I like that. That's a new one on me. To spread the word that you're hiring so that your network can help you find the right people to hire. They've got simple tools like screening questions that make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. The thing that I like the most about LinkedIn Jobs for your hiring is the fact that you can have all of your job postings, you can have all of your potential candidates, you have everything available to you right there in a dashboard that makes it very easy to manage both. And with a lot of hiring still being done remotely, things like that can make a big difference, and I really like it, and I'm happy that they're sponsoring this week's episode of The Context Machine. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. For instance, did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/ACM. That's linkedin.com/ACM to post your job for free. As always, terms and conditions apply. And once again, we appreciate them sponsoring this week's show.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so part two of Jeffrey's...
of Jeff's therapy session.
Yeah, I always forget, are you a Jefferson or a Jeffrey?
That's a great question.
Do you want to answer that question?
Sure. So I'm a Jeffrey, but I have friends that call me Jefferson.
Okay.
And
even though you're not, right?
Even though I'm not.
Got it. Yep.
Actually, my friend Leia started that, and it just kind of stuck. So, there's people that call me Jefferson.
Yeah.
There are people that call me Jeff. Some people call me Jeffrey. And I have nieces that probably to our dying day will refer to me as Uncle Jeffy.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Let me make some additional notes here. Okay, got it. Thank you, Jefferson. I appreciate that. So your second issue...
Sure thing, Bryanson.
I watched Hamilton, by the way. Again, I've watched it many times and I've listened to the soundtrack over and over and over again. Watched it with a friend who had never watched it before. And still just so good. It's just so good. Did you end up watching it?
I haven't watched it.
What? Who are you?
I haven't watched. Oh, that's not what you meant by what. it's not a thing of not wanting to watch it. It's that I had planned on there were plans, and the plans ended up not coming together. Mm-hmm. And so then it's just been this ongoing thing of, oh, well, let's get together and watch it now. Oh, no, we can't. Okay. How about, and
okay, get around it to watching
just keeps it. Getting stalled.
Get around to watching.
Yeah.
It's just so good. I still enjoyed it. I took all my self-control not to sing along as we were going, but, I like my buddy enough to do that. And, anyway, good. It's good stuff. If I watch it with you, I gotta warn you. I like you enough that I'm going to sing.
So I would be disappointed if you didn't.
It's all about me. All about me. Okay. So speaking of being all about me, we've got your HomePod, your HomePod issue. You have a HomePod fix for us, I think.
I do have a HomePod fix for us. All right. So the backstory is and I don't think this is coming as a surprise to many people. I've had a lot of frustration with my HomePod and HomePod minis.
Okay.
Like S-Lady control is janky at best. Mm. And I'd say, like, if I'm lucky, half the time that I speak to my HomePod, I will get an appropriate response from it. And playing music, there, it oftentimes would not play the music I asked for. Play a playlist, and the first song, it plays like 3, maybe 5 seconds of the song, and then stops and moves on to the next song.
I have experienced that, and I've also experienced the there's a problem with your
With your connection,
or music account, or I forget the wording, but it was basically saying that there was a problem accessing the music because, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have the rights to access any music.
Right. Yep. I've experienced that as well. Getting HomeKit and shortcuts, actions to actually do their thing. Just an absolute nightmare. And
I've experienced a lot of success with that, but I have experienced some of these other problems that you've mentioned.
Brian, here's how bad it is. And here's how bad my Stockholm syndrome has been. I could get my HomePod any of them to work sort of for a little bit if I would power cycle them. So it got to the point where, I am not kidding, I put each HomePod on a Wemo switch so that I can say, hey, A-Lady, turn off all the HomePods.
How's your Swedish at this point?
it's impressive.
I would imagine that you're pretty fluent at this point.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I say that. I also have a probably undeserved amount of loyalty to my HomePods and to Siri in general. But part of that is because I don't want the other ecosystems, and that's a choice that I'm making. And part of my Stockholm syndrome on this is accepting some of the limitations and flaws of Siri and HomePod and HomeKit because of all the benefits and the good aspects of Siri and HomePod and HomeKit.
Yeah, I'm with you. And at the same time, I'm thinking, well, you know, the good aspects are they look physically nice on the shelf. Mm-hmm. When you can get music to actually play, it sounds nice. But they look nice on the shelf. But I did some research and my own troubleshooting. And part of the troubleshooting I did was to see what would happen if I forced the HomePods to a 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi network instead of 5 gigahertz. Because I'd heard some people were having issues with 5 gigahertz.
Really?
And yes. So
never would have occurred to me.
That's why you're here with me, so that I can fill your head with all of these amazing troubleshooting tips.
Excellent. Great. Your therapy session ends up coming back to me like it should after all.
And all is right with all the world again. All is
right with the world again. Thank you very much. So go ahead. You were explaining to me everything I needed to know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have Wi-Fi devices that are acting kind of janky and they're not performing the way they're supposed to, it could be that they are having an issue with a 5 gigahertz network. And so what I did was, since I'm using Eero, I went into the settings, advanced troubleshooting thing where you can temporarily turn off 5 gigahertz.
Well, you can. Can't you also assign devices to the network you want? I thought you could with Eero, but as soon as I started saying it out loud, I still think you can, but I don't actually know that I'm right.
If it's there, it's hidden away and I couldn't find it.
I see.
But What I did was discovered when I turned off 5 gigahertz temporarily that, hold on, I'm actually looking right now. Yeah, I can't find a place to force a device to 2.4 or 5 gigahertz. Anyhow, so everything started working okay when I did the turn off 5 gigahertz for 15 minutes thing.
Huh. Okay.
And
so what happened after 15 minutes? So hold on. You hid the 5 gigahertz network, right? Or turned it off?
It turns it off. So there's a feature in EarRoute where you can temporarily turn off 5 gigahertz. And the reason they did that is because a lot of Internet of Things and smart home devices are 2.4 gigahertz, and they will get confused and not be able to connect correctly when you initially add them to your network.
Hmm.
If 5 gigahertz is on. So I turned off 5 gigahertz. Okay. And then that's for 15 minutes. And for 15 minutes, my HomePods were glorious. So what I ended up doing was digging an AirPort Extreme out of the back of the closet and setting that up on my network. And so it's just bridging into the rest of the network. And with that, I can connect the HomePods to the 2.4 gigahertz network, and that's just where they stay.
Okay.
And they've been working fantastic.
Now, what happened after 15 minutes and your 5 gigahertz network kicked back in?
Everything went to crap again.
Interesting. Okay.
Like almost immediately.
And you've only experienced this with your HomePods? Have you ever experienced this with another class of device?
Just the HomePods.
Huh.
Now, when I connect like new Wemo switches to my network,
yeah,
I do have to turn off 5 gigahertz for those to connect. But once they're connected, then they're fine. And they're able to negotiate which band they're on, and they work just fine.
Okay. You did not set your AirPort Extreme or Express. What were you doing?
What I did on the AirPort Extreme was I went in and gave the 5 gigahertz network a different name.
Yeah.
And then from the 2.4 gigahertz network. So then I put my iPhone on the 2.4 gigahertz network, reset the HomePods, because that's what you have to do to switch networks, and then reconnected to the AirPort Extreme. And then when I switched my iPhone back to the EarRoute 5 gigahertz, the HomePod stayed on connected to the AirPort Extreme at 2.4 gigahertz and has been fine.
All right. So you have right now three different Wi-Fi networks. You've got your EarRoute network under, let's just call it JeffNet 1. You've got a 5 sure. gigahertz AirPort network that is not bridging. It's not, you're not using it as a bridge for your Eero. You're essentially splitting
it's a ghost town network. There's yeah.
Okay. And so the 5 gigahertz network for your AirPort Extreme or Express?
Extreme.
Okay, Extreme in this case. That you gave a name of, let's pretend, JeffNet 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then you named your 2.4 gigahertz network on the AirPort Extreme JeffNet 3.
Right. So everything connects to JeffNet except the HomePods, which connect to JeffNet 3.
Interesting. And JeffNet 2 is not actually being used by anything.
Nope.
But it exists. If I were to go to your house with an Apple device or, you know, any device, and I'm going to look at all the local networks, I'm going to see, again, I'm making these names up, but I'm going to see JeffNet 1, JeffNet 2, and JeffNet 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, and of course, you also see JeffNet Guest.
Well, yeah, of course. That's a completely different issue, though.
Right. So, so that fixed everything except a problem where music can play for a little while,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a few songs or 10 minutes or whatever, and then just stops. And it turns out that's a bug that this morning before we recorded, I experienced yet again. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, fun.
I thought we had all these issues fixed.
Right.
And then a little while later, like an hour later, Apple drops HomePod OS 15.5.1 specifically to fix the thing where music plays for a few minutes and then stops.
Sweet. I'm looking to see if I have that. By the way, did you see the rumor that Apple is working on a new HomePod?
Yeah, I did.
I'm hoping that that's the case.
And my feeling is fix the ones I already have and then make new ones.
Well, come on. It's fine. Or,
how's your Swedish?
Oh, come on. I don't even get a giggle.
No, because if I giggle, then I'm encouraging you and... And it's just going to escalate, and then we're going to get a call from HR. And
okay,
yeah,
Jeff, thank you for explaining all those things for us.
Sure,
I appreciate.
And if anyone knows of a way to force a device to connect just to the 2.4 gigahertz part of an Eero network, let me know. I don't think there's a way to do it.
Did you see the Reddit thread I sent you to? I haven't actually read it because we were recording a show.
I haven't read it either,
but there's a discussion.
I'll check it out.
There is a,
And since we're talking about it now, I'll make sure it's in the show notes.
Right. And, I also sent you some handy dandy links to some, Eero support documents.
And I have a feeling just from reading the headlines of those, I'll include these in the show notes too, that these are all probably documents I've already read.
I'm sure you have. I only sent them to you so you could include them in the show notes.
And I appreciate that. The one people really like, if you're connecting devices that need 2.4 gigahertz and get confused when you try and set them up and 5 gigahertz is running, it's the one called How Do I Temporarily Hide the 5 gigahertz band on my Eero network. That one you want to learn how to do and remember that because it's a lifesaver.
Yeah,
also great for troubleshooting like I did.
I cannot wait until I encounter these issues again so that I can call you and ask you to explain this stuff to me.
Right. And you're going to rattle off what's going on. I'll be like, And then you'll say, so what do I do? And then I'll say 581.
Why don't
hang
you
up?
Why don't you just tell me to go listen to the show we recorded?
But
this is on you. This is on you. You're just enabling me. That makes it your fault.
Okay. A healthy part of communication is being able to echo back to let people know that you understand what they're saying. And so echoing back, what I'm hearing is when Brian calls, don't answer the phone. is that right?
Did I get that? That's great. The advice for everyone. Every one of us. Okay, Jeff, we did pretty good. This is only like 38 minutes, like at least before any kind of editing. So let me do this. And then let me say that is this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us over at contextmachine.io. You can reach me on Twitter at GeekTels. That's GEEKTELLS. Jeff, where are you?
I am at JGamut on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube.com/JGamut for some occasional videos. And then like on a lot of shows.
Yeah, you're I'm not going to say you're a whore or cheap or easy, but you're on a lot of shows.
Let's go with committed.
Committed. Okay, there we go. I like that. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. Bases by Boom, recorded just for the show. LinkedIn Jobs, they were our sponsor this week. And again, you can post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/ACM. Once more, linkedin.com/ACM to post your job for free. And I'm getting another spam call. I'm sorry, folks. You would think that I might have muted after the last one. I get so much. Do you get a lot of spam calls?
Yeah. Do you use Hiya?
No, probably should be.
I'll include a link in the show notes.
Sweet. Great. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that.
You do need it. Hiya is great.
Fantastic. And on that note...